Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 10th of December, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, as always on Friday, I guess, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Friday, everyone.
Or at least it was until you got to our podcast.
Yeah.
We don't have a very positive batch of news today. Sorry, everybody. Spoiler alert. This is one of those where maybe you should leave this until later today and sit down with some whiskey and then listen to the show. So we have a lot to tell you about to freak you out with. So we're going to get right after it. So first up, we have a story about Verizon, and this is one of those we like for you to know what's happening with your data, even when other people maybe are trying to keep that from you. And so we have an update on what Verizon is doing.
Right. So this comes from inputmag.com. Verizon is doing something again. They say that there's this new program they call the Verizon Customer Experience, or Verizon Custom Experience. Now, Verizon says they're doing this to, quote, personalize our communications with you, give you more relevant product and service recommendations, and develop blah, blah, blah that are more appealing to you.
We just want your data this, so we can do something else with it, is really what I'm hearing out of that.
Yeah, and how they're doing this is tracking everything you do. They say Verizon is opting everyone in by default, so this probably is already turned on for you if you're a Verizon customer. Mm-hmm. It says this allows the company access to all the websites you visit, all the apps you use, as well as see everyone you happen to call and text. The good news, though, is that it sounds like you can opt out by going into your Verizon settings and setting the privacy preferences. You'll see a toggle there just called Custom Experience. And there's also Custom Experience Plus. I'm not sure what the difference is, but you can just turn those off. And you probably should.
Yeah. I'm betting Custom Experience Plus is pay us to mine all this data from you. You know, you're welcome. So lovely. Now, just to be specific, this is for mobile customers. This is a cell phone thing. This isn't if you have Verizon as your ISP at your house or anything like that. I don't think it's happening there. I think it's just on the cell phones. So
yeah, as far as I know, it sounds like it's just cellular.
Yeah. So great news. Next up, we have, I feel like maybe we may just have a this week in section, because it seems like if it's not this week in data breaches, it's this week in ransomware.
Yeah, another one of our recurring themes.
Yes.
So, the New York Times reports that, they say when cyber sleuths traced the millions of dollars that American companies and governments have paid to these ransomware extortionists, they made a telling discovery, they write. At least some of it passed through one of the most prestigious business addresses in Moscow, apparently. So this address, they write, is from Federation Tower East, which is the tallest skyscraper in Moscow, they say. The U.S. has targeted several companies in the tower as it tries to hunt these ransomware gangs down.
Wonderful. I think when we talked about this initially, it was sort of, Andrew, I can't wait to read your follow-up piece about how water is wet. Turns out. You know, so it was interesting to see, though, that it looks like there's a pretty definite connection as opposed to just sort of presuming. So that, like, it was sort of nice to get actual information about that. So, good news, bad news, we'll say, as far as that one goes. So, we have another story about, something like, I don't even know how to describe this, so I'm just going to let you go. Andrew, you and I both know what the next story is, so take it away.
Yeah, so we have a few government stories today. This is our one of the other ones. So there's this company based in Switzerland. It's called Mitto AG. This is a company that provides various SMS services used by companies like Google and Twitter. So, for example, if you set up two-factor authentication with one of these services and you chose SMS as the where to get your code from, these security codes are passed through Mitto AG's network.
Okay.
And a bunch of other stuff. The bad news is that this is from the BureauInvestigates.com. They write that the co-founder of this company is being accused of selling that this network to governments for surveillance purposes.
Wonderful. I think might rate as today's three screaming emoji story.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of traffic that goes through this company, like that's kind of the issue here, because this is all this is a company that massive other companies are relying on to hand off these security codes and things. So yeah, that seems really bad. Like the fact that there was enough data for someone to be accused, even like, I feel like you need a certain amount of pretty reliable information to accuse somebody of something quite this big. So it seems really bad.
It sounds like there is, though.
Oh, exactly.
The Bureau has talked to a bunch of employees, former employees at the company, probably current ones, too. One of the things they did write, though, is, of course, surveillance is a hush-hush business, and they say the existence of this alternate service was only known to a small number of people within the company.
Yeah. Wonderful. So, yeah, even better. So, definitely this is today's Sleep Tight Kids story. Not great. all of them kind of aren't, but this one in particular really struck me as like, You need to have a lot of information before you go and say something like this publicly. So they have to have a whole lot. And then, you know, to be able to say that sentence out loud, you really need to be able to back it up. So.
Oh, yeah.
So it definitely seemed like, this is going to be, this is a pretty serious accusation. So you definitely have to mean it. And I kind of feel like they do. So. Mm-hmm. All right. We have some more stories to get to, some more happy, uplifting news to give you on this Friday. But first, I would like to take a moment and talk to you about our sponsors this week. Our first sponsor is ZocDoc, and ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating and read reviews from actual patients. So just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who take your insurance and book in-person or video appointments. And it's not just for primary care either. You can find a dentist or a psychiatrist or an eye doctor. They have a lot of different specialists available as well. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO, and you can download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO, ZocDoc.com/TDO, and we'd like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. Now, our second sponsor today is Therabody, and Therabody makes a device called the Theragun. And whether you're an elite athlete or maybe you're somebody on more on my end of the scale who just maybe sits at your desk a little longer than you should during the day, or maybe you're not sitting at a desk at all and that's part of the problem, you Theragun is here to help you. So Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power. The Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of the pain using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. So whether you have workout soreness or some sort of injury, or it's just the stresses of everyday life, there is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. It hooks up to an app on your phone, and using Bluetooth, it's very easy to set up. And then the Theragun app will learn from the routines that you use and what sort of things you're looking for and the kind of routines that you do with it. And then it will suggest other ones for you. They're very easy to follow. You get a little video that shows you this is what you need to do. And then it will actually run the Theragun for the right amount of time. And then you can move to the other side of your arm or whatever it is. I spend more time at my desk sometimes than I should, and I can get soreness from that. So I've been using it on my back and on my shoulders, and it works really well. I like it a lot. Mr. Kelly also finds it very enjoyable, so he's been using it on his shoulders as well. And so far, it's very popular at my house. I think it's pretty awesome. So what you need to know is that you can try Theragun for 30 days starting at $199. Go to therabody.com/TDO right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's therabody.com/TDO. Therabody.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Therabody for sponsoring the show today. So, back to the news. We have another interesting bit of information, and this is kind of good, actually.
It is, yeah.
And it's got Microsoft right in the headline.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is probably our only good news story today. As it turns out, the Microsoft Threat Intelligence Center has been observing this Chinese-based threat actor, China-based, they call it Nickel. Mm-hmm. This entity has been targeting governments, diplomatic entities, and non-governmental organizations across a large part of the world. Now, it's interesting that they've been tracking them since, they say, September 2019. They observed some commonalities with Nickel with other actors known in the security community, such as APT-15, APT-25, and a group called Keychang. But earlier this week, the Microsoft Digital Crimes Unit announced that they have successfully seized a set of Nickel-operated websites and was able to disrupt some of their ongoing attacks. So, yay.
Hooray. Yeah.
Yeah.
A tiny bit of those attacks are gone now, and that's very good news. I'm every little bit helps. I'm trying to be like optimistic about it. It's kind of hard, especially when this is the kind of news that went like knowing what we've got to report on today. That knowing that a tiny bit of it is going away now is kind of good. So we'll go with that. Yeah. So we have another story, and this is about Tor servers. And a threat to users of some Tor services.
Yes, so this is another mysterious threat actor. This report comes from The Record. They say a security researcher has claimed to identify a threat actor running thousands of malicious Tor relays and servers. They believe that this attacker may be trying to de-anonymize the network and maybe identify some Tor users. They're tracking this entity as CAX-17, so CAX-17.
Okay.
They say this entity is sophisticated and well-resourced. They believe it's possibly some kind of governmental agency.
Okay.
The Tor project is aware of this, and since Between October and November of this year, they have removed hundreds of CAC-17 servers, but more and more are being contributed to the network. So not good if you use Tor.
Yeah, heads up. And this is another, this is one of those, like, we just want to make sure people are aware. This is a thing that you should know is happening. And we prefer when we have the opportunity to tell you, like, here's how you can mitigate that. But in some cases, that's not what we have. So all we can do is sort of make you aware. And speaking of making you aware, we have another one. And this is once more the you should know this is a thing. And right now there really isn't much to be done for it at this point. But it's possible that because it's a big enough deal, as we're about to find out, that a solution for this may come sooner than later.
Yeah, so this is fresh news from this morning. Motherboard reports that there is this really bad bug in a JavaScript logging library called Log4j, which is used by a lot of different websites and apps and services, like they say Minecraft, iCloud, Twitter, Cloudflare, and Steam, probably others as well.
Yeah.
So they say, let's see. Oh, yeah. So they say GitHub labeled the vulnerability as critical severity, and the director of cybersecurity at the NSA tweeted how bad it was, too. And as I wrote in my link teaser, if the NSA is publicly worried, this is not good.
Yeah. When the director of cybersecurity at the NSA is on Twitter going, y'all, this is bad. It's really bad. So this is, so far I've seen that there's a vulnerability, but so far I haven't seen anything that has talked about this is how people are taking advantage of it. Just that it's possible for it to happen. So this is just another of those constant vigilance reminders. You kind of need to go full Mad-Eye Moody on everything for a while and make sure that it's, and you know, as we say here, 10% skeptical all the time. Like, even of the stuff that you are 99% sure is legitimate, like, take a second look just to be extra super careful.
Because one of the researchers wrote that it sounds like Minecraft was the first place where this was noticed. Mm-hmm. They say attackers were able to get remote code execution on Minecraft servers by simply pasting a short message into the chat box.
Yeah.
So, and they were able to, you know, reproduce this as well. So it's real, it's out there. But yeah, as far as I know, it doesn't sound like there's a fix for it yet.
Yeah. And it would be something like, it would be something for Minecraft to have to implement. It would be something for Apple to have to implement for iCloud, you know, for Steam to have to have it implemented on their end. So until that happens, there's very little you can do about it locally, except be super skeptical of everything and make sure that you watch closely and all that kind of good stuff that we tell you about here. So all those kinds of things. Just go back and listen to old episodes of Security Friday and keep all your, you know, and help keep your secure your stuff. Hi, Nate. So that's going to do it for us today. I promise we really did look for something where we could at least end on a slightly positive note, but the best we could do was Microsoft took a few domains from a group that was hacking people. So that's all we've got. Hold on to that one. And hopefully we will have some better news for you next week.
Or maybe no news, because no news when it comes to security is also good.
We do look forward to the day when we get here and go, we got nothing. We're just going to tell you all the things we always tell you. Let's talk about password managers. So I rejoice in the hope that one day we can do that show. But until then, we do this one instead. So, Andrew, as always, thanks for coming by to talk about it.
Yeah, good to be here, and have a good weekend, everyone.
Indeed. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.